he's been putting out some, he sent me a link the other day or a clip of one that he was working on that sounded eerily similar to some Dynasty Warriors 4 stuff. It's just cool. He's putting out really cool
stuff. Yeah, Dynasty Warriors 4, that soundtrack comes immediately to mind.
Such an asshole.
That was such a niche title. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You know what, right, dude? Now? Go open some Amiibos. I'm done with you. You are listening to Just a Bit Gaming. I'm your host, Ryan Chubby Crash Reynolds, and this is your other, more handsome host, Adrian Bertazoid Townsend. There's no need to Google anything we say.
You didn't even let me do my whoop, man. I was starting to do the whoop.
Oh, whoa. Let me do it again. Adrian Bertazoid Townsend.
Whoop again. Whoop again.
Still no need to Google the shit we say.
Everybody's going to be so pissed off with the loud noises going off in their headphones. Sorry, guys.
At least they're not going to get the noises that I put in the microphone when you were in the other room that you're going to have to listen to when you edit it.
I heard from a distance. You were ASMRing in my microphone,
man. Oh, man.
Hardcore.
I was noising all up in your ear holes. You're going to feel me inside you when you listen to this with headphones later.
Gross.
Yeah. Sorry. And it's my gift to you.
I appreciate it, but
it's a present.
Yeah, that's not a present I asked for, but it's the thought that counts.
The best gifts are the ones that you didn't expect.
Yeah.
Especially. I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm expecting it, so it's not going to be such a good gift anymore.
It's going to be good, man. It's some full-on audio penetration.
Oh, no. Okay. Let's move on.
So what's new?
Oh, man. Stuff. You caught me off guard. I wasn't ready to answer a question yet. Oh, man. Yeah.
You're all worked up about the ASMR thought.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Sorry to throw you off.
So I've been playing some games. There's some newsworthy items that we could talk about that happened as well. You know, but I've been playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. We talked about this last time.
We talked about it last time. You sent me a text after we left because after I had left, you didn't leave with me.
Oh, no, we didn't talk about it. No, I'm getting the show and personal life confused here.
Well, yeah. Because the same conversations we have in real life are just, we've talked about it on the show before that a lot of times we just don't talk to each other in between shows because we get it all out of our system. And then we sit down and we're like, well, fuck, can we replicate that?
Yeah.
Can we just talk about whatever we talked about the other day? It's never the same. So I just ignore the piss out of you until I'm here with a microphone in my face.
That sounds good.
I
prefer it that way.
Yeah. Absence makes the heart grow hornier.
No, I don't know about that.
So I'm really into Adrian tonight.
Apparently, you've been drinking.
Yep. Makes me flirty. Last episode, we had talked about how I was looking for a new game to play.
Yep.
But we decided that I was going to wait for Borderlands 3.
Right.
And then the next morning, Adrian sent me a text and was like, actually, shit, you need to check out Ultimate Alliance 3, which I probably said, yes, I'll go pick it up today. And guess what I did that day?
Promptly forgot.
I absolutely did not go pick up that fucking game. Didn't do it at all. Actually, as soon as I sent that text and put my phone in my pocket, this is the next time I thought about it is right now.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that is perfectly in character.
Yep, this is part and parcel of your being friends with me. He's getting used to this behavior.
Well, the reason that I kind of kicked myself for not mentioning this on the other show, but that game is kind of like perfect for couch co-op and playing with your kids, you know?
Yeah.
So
Malone and Tilly are both obsessed with the Marvel universe right now.
Exactly. It's the in thing right now. And especially with all the characters that have been announced, or not announced, but introduced with the movies.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
There's a lot of room there for inserting a bunch of different characters that people actually know.
You know what? That statement has legs, because I remember playing the first two Ultimate Alliance games, and I'd have people sitting there playing with me, and all they want to play is Spider-Man, Iron Man, Thor.
Yeah,
you know,
the main ones.
And then you've got this whole other passel full of other characters that I personally was familiar with. And I'm like trying to, you know, give due diligence to the aptitude of these other characters. Like, this one's good for this reason. This guy's awesome because of this reason. This girl has this backstory, which gives her these powers. Like,
well, the thing is like, nobody wants to play with a character they don't know.
And now people know all these characters. Yeah. But that's also a little irksome to me, because I grew up on this shit and always knew about it. And now suddenly everyone's an expert.
Well,
you know,
I could see being a little upset about that, but at the
same
time,
don't call me pretentious.
That's, I get you though. I get you.
You're a judgmental douchebag, not me.
But I mean, honestly, it takes me back to like Marvel versus Capcom 2. I remember playing as Marvel characters in that game and not knowing who the hell they were. For instance, Thanos. Thanos was in Marvel versus Capcom 2, and I remember playing as him, thinking he was a goofy looking Marvel character, and I had never heard of him.
Purple nutsack.
Yeah, yeah, short. He was short too in that game, from what I can remember. But yeah, he was just weird looking, and I had to look him up.
Just as broad as he was, he seemed short.
That may have been what it is.
The character modeling is pretty across the board in that game. As far as,
well, I mean, they have the big characters and the smaller characters, and they represent them well,
right?
But I mean, that character, and you're probably right, it's because of how maybe big he was, I didn't perceive him as being very tall. But that wasn't really the thing that got me, is I had to look him up and find out that he was a nemesis, basically, you know, a bad guy. But he doesn't look menacing to me in the least. The character design of him in the old games does not look intimidating.
Honestly, man, even in the comic books, whenever he was introduced and the Infinity Wars and Mad Titan storylines, all that shit, even there, he's there. I was going to say then, and then I said there.
And this came out Valley Girl?
There. Even there, he's in the comics, he's not a menacing looking character. They made him menacing looking in the movies.
Right.
They also made him kind of a babe at the same time.
Well, they used, what's
Josh
his name?
Brolin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was also Cable, because I watched Deadpool 2 last night for the first time.
Oh, man. Had
you seen it yet?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I don't know how you missed it.
I won't skip gears yet. I didn't miss it. It was just I hadn't had an opportunity to watch it yet.
Okay.
So I guess I missed it. Whatever. Fuck you, dude. So he wasn't necessarily... As a character, I don't think that he was ever necessarily intended to be menacing looking, because he's just a number, you know, of another race, you know?
Right.
The Titans were another race. And so he didn't ever necessarily need to be so threatening looking. It's just the capacity of his actions that were so threatening.
Yeah, I can get with that. It's just, to me, you're used to villains looking, you know, menacing in some form or fashion. And I didn't get that impression from him. But I mean, but then again, that goes back to not knowing where he comes from or the reference or anything like that.
Right.
So, but he wasn't the only one. It was, there was a couple others. I can't think of them right now, but there was definitely a bunch of characters I didn't know who they were. Rocket Raccoon. He was introduced in Marvel versus Capcom 3. I had no idea who this was and what he came from and all that. So
I had known that you were struggling so much with that. I would have lent you a helping hand.
Like I was. So, but the good thing about it though, is it made me want to go figure out who this character was, because I thought they were cool enough in the game.
Oh yeah.
But and,
you know, if you're ever playing a comic book or a comic book game, you can always hit me up for information.
All right.
I will absolutely give you an answer.
You're the comic book encyclopedia.
Man, I know my shit.
All right.
Comic books and punk rock, dude. And if I don't know it, I will Google it so fucking fast that by the time I give you an answer, you're going to be like, oh man, he knows his shit. And I'll be sitting pretty, because I will have learned something too. And then I will keep up the facade.
That's right. But in Marvel versus Capcom, Ultimate Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Mwah 3.
There it is.
Mwah.
Mwah 3.
Mwah. Mwah 3.
You're getting all ASMR-y again, man.
I can if you need me.
No.
I'll leave you some samples for your personal use.
I'm good. There's plenty of that crap on YouTube. It's like an infestation on YouTube.
It's bizarre.
It is.
Can we just, do you want to go get off on that for a minute?
Briefly. I don't know how much I could say about it.
I just want to talk about how bizarre it is.
It is bizarre.
I had no intention of branching off into this. But
Mua 3 to be continued.
Mua 3 to be continued for sure. With an ellipsis. I was just talking to somebody at work about the ASMR thing the other day.
Yeah.
And about how, what's the purpose of it to begin with? I mean, people have turned it into, you know, a sexual thing now, like a fetish thing.
So I've heard, yes, go ahead.
But what did it start with? Like, why? I guess that's the question.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I don't know why. No.
Because I've seen shit like, there'll be like a girl, like, a relatively nondescript girl, like mm-hmm. just wearing like a fucking, like a t-shirt, you know? And it'll be like her like crinkling a candy wrapper.
Yeah.
And like whispering and moving spit around in her mouth. Do you want to know when I discovered this? I was doing, I guess, research, you know, when you're half asleep and you want to learn about new things. And my thought was, I wonder if there are like soundtracks or noise tracks online that can give you different like psychological effects, you know, like noise tracks that relax you or that hype you up or make you feel more creative.
Right.
Because my thought at the time was, I wonder if it's possible to use noise instead of something like weed or alcohol to alter yourself.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then I ran across these fucking like Hot Topic ass, you know, like sell vials of their bathwater type girls just making noises in the microphone with like 2.7 million subs.
Yeah. It's like, crazy.
I could smack into a microphone.
Yeah.
You know, is it, but you're
not a sexy lady. That's what you gotta be.
I don't know how many times we have to go over this. I absolutely am.
We've never gone over this.
So jot that down. No, I just don't get it. I don't understand it either. It's not for me.
Well, the
doesn't every story like that start with, I was doing research.
I heard that. And I was like, tell me more. What research were you doing?
Please expound.
The first time I ever heard about it was, I guess, last year when I went to E3, one of the guys that was rooming with me, he would listen to it when he went to bed, when he went to sleep at night. And I was like, I'd never heard of it. It's like, ASMR, what is that? So I had to look it up. And,
tonight I'll go to sleep to a girl eating a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. I mean,
that's so bizarre.
I get it. Okay. To a certain extent, I get it. I get like, white noise or, like nature sounds and things like that. Oceanic sounds.
Right. You know, or like a recording of a window unit air conditioner, because that's what you grew up with.
Right.
Like just
so things like that make sense
sounds,
to me,
you know,
and they are calming, or they can be. And I can see how that could be calming too. Like,
but some 21-year-old Valley girl going ham on a can of Pringles.
Right. They make it really fucking weird. And that's just why I can't like get into it, because they really, it's, I don't think the ASMR people are purposely making it like sexual. I think it's the audience that does that, but they have to be capitalizing on that.
Honestly, the accounts that you find there, if you've got some kid with 2.7 million subs, you know, popping her knuckles into a gym sock, that's capitalizing. That's all that is, you know?
Yeah.
If you've got a 10-minute video of a girl breathing and like running her tongue across her teeth, to where you get that, like the spit clicks.
Yes. So I'm hearing the ones where people are like licking the microphone.
And the part that gets me about it is, not only do I not understand it culturally, but other people's mouth noises actively piss me off. Like it's
that's
not
what I don't understand.
It's not like a thing like, you know, like Shut your gob up a little bit, friend. It's like it actively, like people crinkling open a snack wrapper. I'm like, oh, fucking get on with it.
Yeah.
You know, just eat the damn thing.
What is the most annoying sound ever?
People, the spit in people's mouths in between words.
And slurping.
And slurping.
This is This is where I'm getting to. I know you remember Mr. Slurpee.
I remember Mr. Slurpee and just...
He would slurp his fucking sandwich, dude.
He'd slurp
eat a sandwich, dude, and slurp it. Oh, man. And the thing is like...
And it drives me nuts, like, almost on a phobia level.
Yeah. It made me angry.
Exactly. Like you feel that rage, and then you, like, I'm not going to do it, but like a tongue click, or, like, you know, like, you hear the spit... Like, okay, there's this band I really like, and they put out, last year they put out an album, and on one of the songs, about midway through the song, on one of the choruses, you can hear the singer, like, move his mouth, like, you can hear the spit in his mouth,
right?
And I can't listen to that fucking song.
I get you.
When I was in inspection school online, the online instructor, they published all of these... like PowerPoint presentations for each class. So you could kind of watch them at your own leisure, however we're supposed to say it. And, you could always hear the spit in this guy's mouth, like in between words, he'd like, like,
yes, I know what
like,
you're talking about.
He'd really get the old tongue moving around in there.
Yeah.
It was like a washing machine.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
so okay.
It was just loud and wet and a large cavernous noise. And it would make me so mad that I got to a point where I would mute the lesson and just read it.
Yeah.
Read the whole lesson.
Yeah.
Because mouth noises really bother me.
They bother me too. So why? I didn't know that it was a thing that people like those noises. I thought it was kind of universally accepted that nobody likes those noises.
No. Some people see that noise and are like, I want that.
Yeah.
But in private.
So it's like a, I don't want to say that it's a fetish because I don't know.
It's got to be a fetish. It's categorically speaking, it has to be a fetish.
Maybe.
I would classify it as a fetish, and I know everything. So
it's just kind of weird. But other ASMR, I can kind of get behind. Like, there's some of them, like, I've seen one where they'll take, like, marbles or something and then click them together. And that's kind of a calming
dude,
sound.
Dude, I can get with that.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't sound like you're distracted with a Starburst in your mouth, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as soon as I start to feel like you're personally assaulting my inner ear with a dropper full of your own spit... I'm done.
Well, and the other thing is, like, whenever they're getting ready to do something, like, there was one, I can't remember what he's, or she, was doing, like, foam bubbles, like, maybe putting her hands in bubbles and those popping noises.
See, that sounds fine.
It was calming, but she gets on there and starts whispering into the microphone a lot, and you can hear her swallowing, and
you can hear that. Exactly.
Like, no, just don't talk. Just do the noise to help me fall asleep. Like, I don't want to hear mouth noises.
Nah.
Yeah, it's weird.
I know you got spit. I don't need to hear it.
Right. But, you know, if that's your thing, I'm not dogging it. I'm just saying it's not for me. That's
exactly.
It. That's it.
And so I've been meaning to pick up Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Way to swing it back around there, right?
So tell us more about it.
The whole reason I even... remembered that game, and I did want to get it when it came out, but they didn't advertise it very well. I didn't know when it came out.
It was a sneaky release.
It kind of was. And
you know what? Marvel vs. Capcom 3 was a sneaky release too.
It may have been.
I don't know. Marvel games in general, aside from Spider-Man,
yeah,
are kind of sneaky releases.
They probably are.
They're just rocking along, and, you know, people will like this. If people gonna like this, put it out. Here we go. And that's that.
Yeah.
And then they just wait.
Yeah.
But it
people
works.
Will buy it. It says Marvel on it. It has Spider-Man on the cover.
If it has Spider-Man on the cover,
yeah,
people buy it. Even if it's shit, if it's verified, like verifiable already, like everybody's saying this is shit. I've bought Marvel shit knowing it's shit because it's Marvel. I don't know what kind of crack cocaine marketing department they have, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the popularity of the character. But the A friend of mine was playing through the game, and he asked me if I was going to get it. And I was like, I kind of forgot that game even existed. And so he was telling me that they've been playing it online. I was like, yeah, I'll go ahead and check that out and play it online. So I went and bought the game, brought it home, and decided to play with my kids. And we have been playing the heck out of that game. My kids love it.
Yeah.
They're totally into it. I, on the other hand, have mixed feelings about it. And funny enough, I haven't had a chance to play with a buddy of mine that was asking me to get the game to play with him. But I've been playing. I played through a good chunk of it just with my kids.
It wasn't me, was it?
No.
Okay.
No,
I don't remember that conversation.
It was Billy. He's a regular listener. Hi, Billy.
Hello. Shout out, Billy. Hello, William.
So I went out and picked it up, brought it home, like I said, and I put it in. And I think the kids and I played for a good couple hours. And I was like, okay, I need to take a break. And they were just constantly, can we play the Marvel game? Can we play the Marvel game? That's what Owen always says to me. And so we'll put it in. And we will have a very frustrating but semi-enjoyable time. So
who are you maining on it?
Everybody. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of good about this game. The bad about this game is really just one thing.
What is it?
Camera. The camera and losing your characters on screen is real.
That's part and parcel of that game.
Man, I don't remember it being this bad. I don't remember it being this bad.
It was always bad. I need to tell you.
All right. It's been a while since I played those, but I went back
as an active.
The X-Men Legends. You remember those?
Yeah, those
are
good.
So X-Men Legends is a precursor to Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
I mean, all it is a gauntlet with Marvel characters.
Right, or Diablo.
Right.
That's what I'm closely related to, but the problem that I'm having...
Red Wizard needs food.
Yeah, a lot of it. The game's hard, too. So what the problem that I'm having is when three of us are playing, three or four of us are playing, if we get in opposite ends of the map, that camera zooms out, and you can't see where what you're doing. And then... On top of that, if somebody is behind a wall or under a ledge or something like that, and they need to be able to get around to get up, everybody has to stop what they're doing, move back, let them get caught back up.
That is the pitfall of that gaming style.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah.
You know?
And I get it. I understand. I don't know how you could resolve that. And I've seen other games where they'll take and... If you get off the screen, then it'll do split screen. And then so you guys can...
I mean, that's how you resolve it.
But with four people, it'd be a little bit harder to do. But
maybe it should be split screen in the first place.
Just two players?
No, four player scripts. I mean, you could do up to four player,
that's
but
a concept,
it gets too small. But
that's a concept that really doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
It's weird, you know?
The party game.
Yeah.
It doesn't really exist anymore.
That's which a whole I'll tell other you, topic.
Last week I went and had a game night at my buddy Isaac's house, that you were invited to and didn't go. And we just played Mario Party on 64.
Yeah.
And sometimes I forget how fun those glory days were.
Yeah.
Of everybody sitting like in the same room playing on one shitty tube TV.
Yeah.
You know,
the thing is today, like if you're going to play a multiplayer game, generally it requires you to have two televisions in two different parts of the room house or, you know, two different rooms.
Right.
Yeah. It's weird.
I missed the days of the co-ops.
Well, let me tell you, Marvel Ultimate Alliance is good for you if you can get past the camera angles. The other issue that I'm having is not just the camera angles, but it is so easy to lose your character because there's so much going on at once. Like,
right.
There's just gobs of enemies thrown at you, and they will highlight your character in a certain color. So there's red, yellow, blue, and green or something like that. So it's supposed to make it easier to keep an eye on your character.
Gauntlet with Marvel characters.
Right. But I would still lose my character, especially red. Red is the hardest one to keep track of. It seems like everything in that game is red. So, and that's who I always get stuck with because it's the first player I think takes red. So I keep losing my character. My kids keep losing their character. The game is hard, like legitimately hard, even on easy mode. It's hard.
Just because of the chaos around you or because it's actually hard?
It's hard. Like it's a challenging game. It's not a breeze.
I remember the first
I am also Ultimate playing with a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, so that may have something to do with it, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only imagine what it's going to be like once I get my hands on it and try to play with Tilly and Malone.
Oh, it's going to be tough, dude.
Tilly, honestly, we'll get her on multiplayer games like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn off her controller and tell her she's my character.
That usually works. I used to do that. That trick doesn't work for me anymore.
Well, no, they're too big now. Yeah. And it doesn't work for Malone.
Yeah.
Because he knows how to work all the shit better than I do. He's the one setting up the game most of the time.
Really? That's impressive.
He knows how to work, like, the TV and the PlayStation and how to, like, swap inputs.
Yeah.
And, like, he knows how to change the HDMI input from one system to another and swap where the input is on the TV.
He's your tech guru.
He really is.
That's awesome.
The other day I was trying to turn on the right input to the PlayStation and it wasn't coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't. It kept saying, looking for signal, looking for signal. And he was sitting on the couch playing the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I'm sorry, guys. I can't turn on the movie. The PlayStation isn't working. And he held up the Switch and goes, the one big cord is plugged into this. Hold on. And he turned off the Switch and came over and unplugged the HDMI and put it in the PlayStation and goes, there you go, Dad. And wow. Moved on.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, Fat Big.
I mean, he has to figure these things out on his own if he wants to do what he wants to do. In a way, it makes sense, you know?
Right, because I'm not going to go in there every 30 minutes and swap what he's playing exactly. For him, yeah. You know?
But it's smart of him to figure it out and retain that.
He's a smart kid.
Yeah. But when I'm playing with the kids, the bosses are the ones that usually get us. They don't know how to use their special powers. The special powers are kind of hard to pull off. You got to hold a shoulder button and then push the attack button to do it. It's not overly complicated, but they're using the Joy-Cons and it's kind of hard to do.
Right.
So they don't do it. And that really could help a situation tremendously because those do a good chunk of damage. You also have team special attacks where somebody will start the chain and it'll show you on screen that somebody started it and you got to push the top shoulder buttons at the same time to join in. And all four members can join in to do like an ultimate attack. And it's pretty cool. It's very flashy, very chaotic. It's it's Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I mean, if you've played the other two, you know what you're in for.
It's
really.
Classic. Mwah.
Yeah. But it's still fun. I think those games still hold up. Especially, I wish I would have had an opportunity to try online multiplayer co-op just so I could see if maybe the camera situation is a little bit easier since the camera doesn't have to keep up with everybody.
Right.
So I think it would be actually. But couch co-op is really frustrating. They need a very easy mode, almost like a Skylanders mode. So this game is
like
really
a kid mode.
Yeah, a kid mode. Skylanders is the closest one that I can think of that did this. And it's a similar type of game. It's just a top head down. What do you call it? Just
top down.
Top down view. Beat 'em up, basically. And slight puzzles here and there.
Yeah.
But when you die, you can come back. Or you just put in another Skylander. So you have like an unlimited number of lives. Something like that would have been nice here because my kids die a lot. And when you revive somebody, you can revive somebody, but you have a limited number of revives. You only got three. We go through those very quickly.
Like the beginning.
Yeah. So it's, and then they have the puzzles. The puzzles are not particularly easy either. There's one, this isn't a puzzle. This is kind of like a platforming thing that you have to get through. They have these lasers that move up and down and clamp each other and you have to jump through them. And the timing on that is very precise. And if you miss it, you're going to get knocked back and you won't make it through.
Shit's no joke, dude.
Yeah. And I had
especially
a hard time
to a 5-year-old.
Amy came in there and joined us as the fourth. And she couldn't get past one of these lasers and was getting so pissed off at it. And I was like, just give it to me. Let me get you through there. She's like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Sounds and it was fun. But at the same time, it was frustrating. It really was.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
The coolest thing, though, besides the flashiness and everything, is there are a ton of characters, Marvel characters, in this game. I mean, just you start off the game as the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Cool.
And every person controls one of the characters. Groot and Rocket are together. So you fight with him. He just rides on Groot's shoulder and fires his guns at people.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really cool. Star-Lord is in there. He's cool. Drax and oh man, why am I drawing a blank? Gamora. And everybody plays as those. And then as you progress, the storyline allows you to lock more characters.
Yeah.
And so there's a ton of characters. There's a ton of characters. So it's fun to go through and unlock these new characters. And they'll fight with you for a period of time. The computer version will fight with you. And then once you get past a certain point, they'll join your team and you can actually switch to them.
That's cool.
And every character has unique move sets and things like that. You know, you got people who can, who are projectile based, people who are close range based. Everybody has a unique set of special powers. Some characters can fly, which is a huge advantage in this game.
I need to check out the character design for the game. I'm always interested in how closely they model character design.
I think it's a mixture.
Whatever popular franchises at the time.
I think it's a mixture of the Marvel movies and the comic books. So it's kind of an in-between.
Yeah.
It's weird. And it's good. I mean, I like it. I haven't had any issues with the character designs at all.
You know what always bothered me about the Ultimate Alliance games? The voice acting.
It's not bad. I don't remember thinking. The first
two were pretty bad.
Were they?
I remember playing Deadpool on one or two. And he had this high-pitched voice. You know, he was real obnoxious about everything. It was kind of like Charlie Day. Which I like Charlie Day just fine, but not as Deadpool. You know?
Yeah.
And I remember Captain America always having the most blah, 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 blah. Like, just this.
They made him a stale character.
Yeah, it's just like a static dickhead.
Yeah.
You know? It's, I've never been a fan of the voice work on games like
so
that.
So I'll tell you what they're doing in this one is they're trying to match the voices to the movie
counterparts. Oh, sure. That'd be a smart thing to do.
Yeah. And some of them are really good. I can't think of one off the top of my head that was really stood out to me, but I got the impression that yes, this is the movie based person, but it's weird because they don't look like the movie characters,
right?
The illustration style in this game, the character designs are more on the cartoony side. Obviously.
So now it almost doesn't match up.
Yeah. It's a weird in between, you know, in between the comics and movies. It's just, but it works. It works well. I don't feel like I'm playing as the movie versions of these. I'm just playing as a unique original game with characters that I already know and love.
Right.
So the storyline, I couldn't tell you what the hell is going on. I really haven't been paying attention. I just
bad
like it when I get a new character.
Being bad in a city that is good full of people that aren't
really
bad.
Do you really need to know more
somebody
than
somebody calling the super guys to come beat up the bad guys?
It's weird.
And then they got a video game.
Yeah. Well, and it's weird to have to try to force all of these random superheroes into the mix. So I can.
I don't even honestly. I don't think they'd even try to tie it together at that point.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to do that. So
well, because you'd have to account for each of their backstories, each of their specific skill sets and powers.
Yeah,
each of their story arcs. You know, and it'd be futile. Even without a story at all, if you just say, "Hey, here's the good guys infiltrating this base full of bad guys."
Yeah.
Now at the end of this base, there's a famous boss that everybody knows. Beat up that boss. Do the next level.
That's basically how I've been perceiving the game.
I don't know that they're not expecting anybody to go into it for a story experience. All it is Gauntlet with Marvel characters, even though Gauntlet always had some decent storylines.
Diablo
has a great story, but you've got like a set little smattering, like there's this little handful of characters, you know, you got a core,
right?
A character core. Whereas in Ultimate Alliance,
you got a shit ton of characters.
It's like trying to get through a week at a restaurant without any of your servers calling in. It's just a parade of people. And sometimes you don't even know the person that's there, but they're doing the same job as everybody else. So who the fuck cares?
They must be there. Yeah. Weird way to put it, but,
well, you know, you relate shit to life.
Well, I've unlocked, I don't think I've even unlocked half of the roster yet.
That's a big one for me wanting to play it.
Yeah.
I need another game to play with Malone where you have to unlock people.
Well, here's the thing that Malone's going to love besides the Marvel characters, like the Avengers. Spider-Man is in it, but not just Spider-Man. You've got Spider-Verse Spider-Man. What's his name?
Miles Morales.
You got Miles, you got Spider-Gwen, and you have Venom. All awesome. Four of them in this game. And we typically roll with the all Spider-Verse team. Like,
That's awesome. Why not, though?
That's fun, cool. Man. We all can swing, so nobody complains because every one of those characters can swing. I generally like to pick Venom. Owen likes the Miles version of Spider-Man.
And, so does Malone.
And Libby rolls with Spider-Gwen, obviously. I like the Miles Spider-Man. He's hip.
Yeah.
I didn't really know much about him prior to the Spider-Verse movie. I knew he existed, but that was about it. But the Spider-Verse movie really put a lot of character into that version of Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, that's one of the only complaints I have about the Insomniac Spider-Man game is I wasn't crazy about their treatment of Miles as a character.
I agree with you there. Yeah.
They made him pretty flat.
Yeah. Overall. That is a good point.
Like they tried to showcase his bravery and his willingness and his excitement, yada, 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 right. His loyalty. But
with his overall, dad and everything.
Yeah.
Too.
They made him kind of a flat character. Like in the moments where he should have been stressed, he was like, oh shit, some bad things happened.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this hits close to home. Okay. Time to be really brave and quiet.
I never connected with him in that game. I knew who he was.
Like
and I
you
knew
do
I was
in the movie.
To. Right. Exactly.
Now, if they turned around and hit us with an Into the Spider-Verse video game, I'd be so down with that.
And that same art style too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gosh, that'd be amazing, so man. Rad, right?
That's part of the reason why that movie is so great. That art style is so damn original and
right.
It's pleasing.
It'd be, I think, if executed correctly, you could have kind of like the most optimized version of what was it? Shattered Dimensions.
Yeah.
You could have the most optimized version of what that game wanted to be.
Yeah. Oh man, I wanted that game to be good. And it was so disappointing.
I didn't make it through half of that game. It was so fucking boring.
Yeah.
It was a boring game.
Yeah. It really was.
I wanted it to be good so badly. And it just wasn't. You win some, you lose some.
Well, Malone, I'm sorry, I'm getting Miles and Malone mixed up in my head. He'll be super excited to play as Miles. Because Miles in this game is actually a lot of fun to play with. He's got uniques. Oh, that's another thing. Like they don't have like a similar skill set and attacks. They all have unique looking attacks and they match the character that they're supposed to be. Like
that's awesome.
The Peter Parker Spider-Man, he does a lot of acrobatic moves with his webs and everything like that. But Miles uses kind of more brute strength. He's a smaller character.
He fights,
right. And he's fast. He's very quick. So he's using strength and quickness. Venom obviously is just a big hulking dude, you know? Yeah, exactly. And Spider-Gwen, I'd say I haven't used her, so I can't really say much about her, but she's got her own stylistic moves as well. It's a good game, man. I'm thoroughly enjoying that aspect of it. I just wish they could somehow fix the camera, and I think that would make like a perfect game. Because right now, as it is, my kids still love it and they still want to play it. But I know that if I turn that game on and start playing it with them, they're going to get upset and frustrated. And
it's a good time until it's a bad time.
Exactly. It always starts off good, but it ends kind of bad.
I understand that completely.
So on that regard, as much as I would like to say you and your kids would have a good time with it, it might be the same situation that I'm going through.
Honestly, we play in little bursts.
Do they get angry when they lose?
Tilly doesn't give a shit about anything.
That's true.
She doesn't care about anything.
She only cares about being cute.
She cares about being cute.
That's a cute little girl.
The most adorable. She wants to be the cutest person in the room, and that's about that.
Yeah.
And she succeeds.
Yeah, she does.
Flawlessly at that.
With that little mouse squeaky voice she's got.
And those big old eyes and those pin curls on her head.
Yeah.
God, she's just painfully cute. Every day I look at her, I'm like, holy shit.
Kids do that to you, man. You know?
She's like a walking cartoon.
Yeah.
She really is. And Malone will get frustrated until you go, well, if you're going to be mad, we have to turn the game off.
Right.
And he goes, whoa.
He tries to reason with you, doesn't he?
Let me try a couple more times and see if I get it. And then if I don't get it, you can get it for me and move to the next part. And then I won't be mad anymore.
That's a smart kid. I think he's
dangerously smart.
Yeah, I think he could be manipulative if he wanted to be.
Oh, God.
He's deeply analytical.
He has his moments that I'll be like, yeah, dude, that's a good idea. Wait a minute.
There's an ulterior motive here.
And then he'll just like put his hands in there and be like, well, you already agree with me, so I'm not telling mom if you're not.
Well, dude, and continuing that trend with kind of Marvel, you know, I don't really have much more to say that. If you like Marvel games, if you like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, if you're into some multiplayer action, I don't think that game would be good as good single player, obviously. It's intended to be single. A multiplayer.
Yeah. It's a party game.
I recommend picking it up. And if you ever get to a point where you can pick it up, I'd like to hear your thoughts. And actually, we can play online, too.
Oh, that's cool.
I still need to hook up with Billy and play online. I will do that.
Then. You know what I keep waiting for? And I'm sure that... this is probably never going to happen.
What's that?
But a game with a bunch of Marvel heroes or comic, even any general comic book hero. I prefer Marvel because I'm not a big DC fan, but a fighting game in the style of the Dragon Ball Z fighting games. Like where you've got kind of a big open map and you can fly around.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You've got all that freedom of movement,
yeah.
But it's still just a one-on-one fighting game.
Right.
But with Marvel characters.
Yeah.
And their unique abilities. That could be interesting. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
I think it'd be neat.
I don't think I used to hate those games. I've grown an affection towards them.
I've always loved them.
They were difficult for me to grasp, you know.
Like I know. You were bad at them for a long time.
But I think actually you turned me on to them when you brought that game over to our previous job.
Yeah.
And we played the hell out of that. I mean, I think that was the one game we played the most of was.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called?
That was just, that was...
Budokai?
Budokai Tenkaichi.
That's it, yeah. Such a ridiculous name. Right. It was fun, though.
And we were playing...
so many characters in that game.
Oh, yeah, and we were playing Tenkaichi 2 a lot.
Yeah.
We had the first one, but we were playing the second one a lot, because Bobby T was in it, too. He was into the whole thing.
Yeah.
Shout out Bobby T. I'm sure he's never listened to the show.
He probably hasn't. Bobby's a good kid. He's not a kid anymore, dude. No, it's been a while.
He's like a male model now.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. He was like going to school and like doing karate and shit, and then got like had a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And now he's like doing like fashion modeling, and it's kind of starting to take off for him.
That's awesome. I mean,
boy's as handsome as the day is long. Yeah,
he's a good looking. He's a good looking kid. He's not a kid anymore. God, I keep thinking of young Bobby, but. He wasn't even that young. He was probably, what, 18, 17, 18?
He was 17, yeah. I think, at the time.
Man, that was a long time ago.
He's like probably 36 now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, dude. We had a killer time on that game. I really enjoyed it. And actually, we talked about it before, but that's what re-sparked my interest in Dragon Ball Z. And, you know, I got Xenoverse as a result, and that new fighting game that's pretty good. Fighter Z,
however it's supposed to be pronounced.
Yeah,
which is I haven't played game. Either of the two newest ones.
They have an RPG Dragon Ball Z coming out next year.
Really?
Yeah, it's the story, the Kakarot story or something like that.
Oh, I read about that.
Dude, it looks awesome. It looks like you're playing through Goku's story.
That's awesome.
And Gohan's story. Maybe I don't know
about that.
Because it's Goku and Kid Gohan. And it's
that's the best story arc anyway.
It is. Yeah. The beginning of the Dragon Ball Z series is absolutely the best, in my opinion, too.
Oh, absolutely.
But
second is probably the Cell Saga.
I've never seen the Cell Saga. I like the Buu Saga personally.
It's great. Don't get me wrong. It's a great saga. Especially as a cap to the Android saga.
Yeah.
But the Cell Saga was like, I mean, it was the shit. Up until
Cell after...
He was after Frieza.
Okay. Yeah, I never watched
And the Frieza saga was badass,
The Frieza
too.
Saga is good. Really good.
Very, very,
actually,
very
that good. Might be my favorite.
But the Cell Saga, I always held that one in such high regard. It was well written.
Do you consider... I do want to go back and watch the Cell Saga, actually. But do you consider Raditz part of the Frieza saga? Or is that a different thing altogether?
Raditz was the Saiyan saga.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, yeah.
And then
that's such a good show.
That leaked over into the cells or into the Frieza saga.
Yeah.
That leaked over into I don't remember the saga after that. And then you had the Cell saga, and then the Android Saga, and then the Boo Saga, and then Dragon Ball GT.
The one that nobody likes to talk about.
It, you know what? Nobody likes it because of the Great Saiyan Man. That's all it is.
I thought it was because they turned Goku into a kid again.
I never gave a shit about that. I hated that they turned Gohan into a bumbling idiot.
I haven't watched more than a couple episodes.
This cheesy ass superhero instead of just Gohan.
I've seen the character.
But it started that way. Eventually he becomes Gohan and the show becomes badass, awesome Dragon Ball action again. But it's hard to get past a cheesy opening.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, okay. I think GT was trying to go back to the Dragon Ball roots, more storytelling.
Yeah.
But they didn't do as good a job. Like Dragon Ball, the original Dragon Ball, will always be my favorite version of that universe. Dragon Ball Z second, obviously. And I haven't watched enough of the new one to have an opinion on it.
Nobody has.
I thought it was pretty popular.
They might have been.
Yeah.
It wasn't popular with me, so.
God, we got into Dragon Ball Z tangent when I was really meaning to get into Insomniac and Spider-Man, you know, back in the Marvel universe. So Sony bought Insomniac today, actually, I believe.
The news came out today. The headline dropped today.
So I find this very interesting. I know that Insomniac wasn't already owned by Sony, but I always thought they were.
It's because of their close partnerships. Insomniac put out a lot of PlayStation exclusives.
Right.
And a lot of games that even though were on different platforms were mostly profitable and I guess contingent beholden to the PlayStation platform. You know, Insomniac was putting out what, Ratchet and Clank?
So what was it? Spyro.
Spyro
was started by Insomniac.
They did Tony Hawk, and Clank. Right?
No, they did not.
Who?
That was Neversoft.
Neversoft, that's right.
But they did also Resistance on PS3, and that's a great series too.
But the trend there is that a lot of their shit.
All of those games we just mentioned were PlayStation exclusives.
Right. They've always been beholden to PlayStation.
Right.
And I think it's because PlayStation has always given them so much license, you know?
Yeah, I could see that, but I mean, it just seems weird to me that I guess they were an independent studio who was getting exclusive rights through Sony. Sony was paying them the money they wanted.
Right. Basically. And as an independent studio pulling moves like that,
yeah,
you build a loyalty.
Right.
You know? And I'm not even a little bit surprised. Like I knew that they weren't already owned by Sony.
Yeah.
But whenever I saw the headline, I was like, well, Adrian's going to want to talk about that.
Of course I do, man. Insomniac goes way back.
But I don't think anyone's surprised.
No. So they released Sunset Overdrive on the Xbox One as an exclusive. And that was the first time I was like, wow. I always thought they were a Sony only company because that's the only games that ever came out were on Sony platforms.
Side note, did you read yesterday or past couple of days that they've canned the sequel to Sunset Overdrive?
Yeah, I saw about that after I learned that they moved over, but I didn't actually know that they were even working on a Sunset Overdrive sequel.
I knew that they were working on it, but they've been working on it so long that it kind of became one of those, like, it was almost more speculative than anything.
That game was kind of a flop, so I never considered that I wouldn't call it
a flop. I'd call it a cult classic.
I mean, I don't hear anybody talking about it.
That's because cults don't talk about things to non-members.
I played through it, and I enjoyed it. It wasn't one of my favorite games, but I enjoyed my time with it.
It was as fun as it could be.
Yeah, it's an open-world game. It reminded me of, you know, those superhero games that came out on the Xbox 360, PS3 era?
Yeah.
Where you could... Infamous.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of something like that.
It was very similar.
You have superpowers and you just get stronger with those superpowers and you have superpower guns and goofy, like Ratchet and Clank style guns, you know?
You know, people every so often, people are always trying to tell me, well, if you haven't played the Infamous games, play the Infamous games.
I love those games.
I didn't like them.
Oh, man.
Could not hold my attention.
That's crazy.
It seems like it would, right?
Yeah. I think I bought my PS3 so I could play Infamous.
Maybe I'll revisit.
I love those games.
I never played either of them for more than like the first 30 minutes of the game.
you got to get into it. And once that world opens up, it becomes really fun to explore. It's like Spider-Man. I mean, Spider-Man kind of is the same format.
I hated that game.
We all know that. But I mean, Spider-Man has the fact that it's Spider-Man going for it.
It was so good.
Infamous didn't really, you know, they're building a unique original character.
That's fair.
So it's harder to get it attached to this character. And he's not really a cool character. He's kind of like an everyman, you know, Cole. His name's Cole.
He's just a dude with some lightning
raspy
hands.
Voice. And
yeah.
Yeah. He didn't strike you as being super, you know, he didn't wear a uniform or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Spider-Man, I think Spider-Man is what tipped the scale to make Sony want to purchase Insomniac.
Well, finally. I mean, come on.
That was a huge hit.
Of course
hit,
it tipped the scale.
Yeah. I'm excited to see more Spider-Man games. I know they're working on them, but I also read that they're going to go back and do some more Ratchet and Clank games, which we are in dire need of. It's been a while since we had a good one of those.
God, give me an open world Ratchet and Clank.
I would even take a new Resistance game. I love those games.
I never played the Resistance games.
They're a first person shooter, but like aliens come down to Earth and you have to destroy them. You know? It was a dark, gritty game, early PS3 days. I this is good news, I guess. It doesn't really change anything.
It doesn't change anything. I think it's years in the making, and it's not a big surprise.
I mean, you know? Maybe it will change for the better, because Insomniac being owned by Sony, you would assume we get more money to make better quality games.
I wish they'd throw us some more Spider-Man costumes.
Like what? Man, they've like nailed all of them by this point.
I don't know. Give us the Miles Morales costume from Spider-Verse.
I thought we had that one.
No. They gave us the Peter Parker costume from Spider-Verse.
A Miles Morales costume makes sense.
It makes sense,
weird,
right?
But they don't have that.
I mean, you know what?
Or making Miles a playable character, you know, you
would
can
be awesome.
Yeah.
We've been having a hard time with that game since we did the completion on it.
Yeah.
Because everything's maxed out.
Right.
We have everything on that game. But Malone wants to play it more and unlock things, but I don't want to start it over.
Create a new profile, put his name as the profile name, and turn him loose.
Okay. I'll do that.
You don't even have to connect it to PlayStation Online or anything. You just create
a profile. That's true. Because he doesn't need trophies.
That's how we do it. Like, if we want to play multiplayer with the kids, I'll create their own profiles.
That's fair.
And that way it saves all their data.
Because he'll swing around for 30 minutes and be like, I can't find any bad guys. I'm like, that's because you've rid the city of them, superhero. Now let's have some peanut
butter
and watch TV.
You really should start it over for him, man. Yeah.
He usually just ends up turning it off and watching The Office.
You know what's funny? My kids love The Office. That is a show for the ages, I guess.
It is. It's the show for the ages.
Yeah. They've only seen... Well, no, we showed them one episode. I think it was like the first episode, and they were hooked.
Yeah.
They loved it.
He loves
it. It's a great show.
He and Tilly both love it. And Parks and Recreation.
I still haven't watched that. I need to watch that.
You idiot. Watch that show. It's so good. It's funny.
No, I hear nothing but positive.
And 30 Rock. Negative. That one's great.
30 Rock was okay. I didn't
know.
You know,
everybody says that. That's my favorite of the three.
Really?
I love 30 Rock.
I never got into it. Dude, I built an amiibo shelf in my game room.
You know what? I think we were supposed to do an unboxing episode already by now.
Yes.
Of all of your amiibos and talk about the characters and the games that they came from.
Yep.
Yada, yada, yada. But we decided we were going to do that as a video.
As a video.
Right.
I don't think people want to hear us open boxes and, you know, it's
some real ASMR shit.
It's weirdly opening boxes ASMR. That's what it is.
The Christmas you can't be there for. That's a plan.
It's a plan that, you know, if it doesn't happen, like, very, very soon, it won't happen because I'm just going to open them up. Dude, I've been dying to open those things up and put them up on
the shelf. Ever since you decided you were going to open them, he's texted me, like, we don't talk much outside of the podcast, but he's texted me several times, like, well, I keep not opening these.
Waiting for you.
That's how your voice sounds, by the way.
Yeah. Good impression of me. You're so good at that. Thank you.
I know. You've done plenty of impressions of me. Oh, is that what I do? Oh shit, that is what I do. So anyway, next episode, this episode we were supposed to have Mikey Blanton on. He's a buddy of mine that does the chiptune stuff. He goes by Metroid Mike. He's pretty popular.
Is he?
Yeah. And he puts out such good material. So we're going to have him on the next episode. We're going to have him on tonight, but this was kind of a last minute decision overall. Throw an episode in. I'm half asleep, honestly. Yeah,
me too.
I was half asleep when I got here. I was dragging. I don't have much else to talk about. Tune into the next episode to see Mikey Blanton. We'll see him, hear him. Metroid Mike. Listen to some cool chip tunes. Talk about his inspiration, what games he kind of draws off of. He's been putting out some. He sent me a link the other day, or a clip of one that he was working on that sounded eerily similar to some Dynasty Warriors 4 stuff. It's just cool. He's putting out really cool
stuff. Yeah, Dynasty Warriors 4, that soundtrack comes immediately to mind.
Such an asshole.
That was such a niche title. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You know what, right, dude? Now? Go open some Amiibos. I'm done with you.
Jabgcast.com. JABGCAST.com. We're also on Twitter at Jabgcast. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on YouTube. Search for Just a Bit Gaming. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next time.
Night night.